Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
When your helper is hindered, they sent him to you, God sent him to you, but another force stopped him. And so that's what I want to do today. Anybody here that they have Kolobi your helper? You know what I mean, Kolobi? Your helper shall be delivered. Yes. Psalm 21, verse 1 to 2. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I, Olufemi Akinola, will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From where is coming my help? My help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and the earth. You cannot fulfill your life dream, your destiny, your assignment without help from God. You cannot fulfill your life dream by yourself. You will need help. Life without help will experience hell. Life without assistance will experience resistance. Life without the help of God will experience tears, pain, and shame plus frustration. Relax your body and listen to me, what I'm about to share with you now. Just one helper at the right time in your life can wipe away your tears forever. How many helper? Just one helper at the right time, at the right junction of your life, can turn your life. See, when the Lord turned the captivity of Femi Akinola, like them that dream, can turn your life 360 degrees and say, just one, not two, not three, not four, one. I want to be sure you are here. May the Lord send you one big helper. But you know what? God will not come down. Boom! I have come to help you. You will run away. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's not the left hand, it's the right hand. Any attack on your right hand to paralyze you, return back to sender in the name of Jesus. So God has enough angels and agents. Somebody say, angels and agents. He has them around. Agents. Angels. God has them. So, God will not come down. It's too big. We say, Aye, Ogba. Have you heard before? Where you go say? It's too big. The whole wide world. It's his footstool like this. All the world that you're pursuing is where he put his leg. So where is his butt? Where is his stomach? Where is his right hand? Where is his left hand? Where is his head? Where is his chest? In fact, where is his other leg? When I was small, 2 years or 3 years, when they are baffling me, I said, oh, Momsi, anytime it's raining, I used to say God is baffling. Because I see him as a big God. So when he's bathing like this. So when I started growing, I said, God did not bath this morning. God is bathing at night. Because he's so big. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Every handwriting of the enemy for your life. Who is it that speaketh when the Lord has not ordained it? Who then they? Where then they? Who born them? Their handwriting will come to pass over their head and their children in the name of Jesus. So God has agents. Remember this. And he has angels. So you can't be stranded if only you pay attention, because there are some points and junctions in your life. So some of us, we are not assigned to have more than one helper in life. Some one, some two, until they will see God. And look at me. If you miss them, don't let me see what will happen. So the equation is, whatever happened to them will affect you. So the truth of the matter is, as God has agents and angels, these helpers can be hindered. These helpers can be opposed. These helpers can be waylaid. These helpers can be attacked. These helpers, look at me, unfortunately, can be killed. Oh, God have mercy. If the helper is killed, things will happen. But you see, family suffering, helper is dead. They take their helper. If the husband is supposed to be the helper, they take him away. If it's a small boy that's supposed to grow among them, somebody will say, use this boy for ritual. Hey! And all begin to suffer. Can I prophesy upon your life? Some of you will not believe this, but for the people that believe, God will remove suffering and shame from your life. We came to pray. Before you meet my daughters, let me show you this one before we begin to pray. Genesis 37, 29, 30. When your helper is hindered, wow, the person goes suffer. And Reuben returned. They were about to kill him. Reuben said, wait, don't kill him. Let us put him inside a pit. Say, remember. Bible said, he want to come and help him later. Say, now, when Reuben returned onto the pit, he want to come and help him. Behold, Joseph was not in the pit. He rent his clothes. Verse 30. And he returned unto his brethren. These are the brethren that sold him out to, and said, the child is not there. What should I do? Reuben was late. Connect to this one. Let me pray for you. Your helper will not be late. You didn't say amen there. Your helper will not be late. Put your hand on your head and say, my helper will not be late. Shout a big amen. Let me hear you now. Reuben tried, but he was hindered. He tried. He ran there. But when he got there, he saw an empty. I said, child. So he thought they have killed him. When the helper is hindered, delayed, opposed, waylaid, attacked, look at me, or killed, the person God sent them to will suffer. If your suffering is connected to the pain and trouble of your helper, today, because of this service, wherever your helpers are, I set them free now in the name of Jesus. God has ordained one helper for you. That helper, money must be in his hand though, because you will not beg and he will say, take money. Are you listening to me now? You're not going to beg though. Some helper, they will not give money. They say, can you walk? Do this work. Do this work. Some helper, they will say, I know someone that will help you. Follow me. A young man had been trying to meet a particular big man. He tried and tried and tried. For 14 years he tried. And one day he had, the man was in a conference. The Lord told him to go there. He met the man. And as the man was about to go out, he said, sir, I've been looking for you. Pastor Paul, come. In front of hundreds of people that are waiting for the man did like this, walk with me. Look at, he said, walk with me. And they were talking. Come, walk with me. And when he got to his office, he said, if you fail again in life, you cannot make it again. So, do you know what happened there? He just endorsed him in front of everybody. So when the boy was going home, people back and said, we saw that you and that man, you are very close. Hey, can you work for us? 10 people, can you work for us? That was how his life changed, because of walk with me. They were just talking, you know, walk with you, just walk with me. There is a man you will walk with and your life will change. Wherever they are, if you are here, your seven amen, you meet them by fire in the name of Jesus. Sit down. The man did not give him money. He just said what?
Walk with me.
And that walk with me
is life change.
Let me ask you a question. Mommy, let us imagine he did not meet that man. He will continue to go to church. He will continue to pray. He will continue to suffer. And he will say, I don't know what I've done wrong. Life is about the people you meet or the people you miss. When you miss the right people, you suffer. When you meet the wrong people, you over-suffer. When you miss your helper, you suffer. Lift up your hands, let me pray for you. If you have missed your helper, if you have missed the man, the woman God has ordained to point to the road for you, mercy connect you both again in the name of Jesus. Sit down, but don't go down in life. God has ordained a helper for each and every one of us. See, anytime you are suffering and suffering and crying and crying and crying, you have missed a helper. Ben, let me tell you. When you meet that helper, tears stop, bam. Crying stop. We just say that everything changed. Just You begin to sing another song. You begin to experience a new life because you met the right person. Can your tears in life be connected to the wrong people in your life? You check throughout all your phone, I'm all Lord Bruku with the low and bed. The people that doesn't like you and gossips. The people that hate you so much. You love people, but let me tell you, no matter how you love people, if you don't meet your own helper, the people you say you love, that one will drag you down. You even help some people, they believe that you are using their glory. You give them the money you don't have, they don't care. They are even wondering why you are still surviving with all the bullshit they are doing to you. They are not the helper. Your helper don't have time for bullshit. He just wants to help you and forget about you. Sometimes he has nothing to lose. You are the one. Father, if I have missed my helper, I'm not hearing you. Let there be a reconnection. And if I have seen my helper, my head rejects manipulation. My helper rejects manipulation. Oh, y'all say big amen. Let me hear you now. When the helper is in that, prayer is in vain. I used to pray for all my children. May the Lord surround you with helpers. That's what I used to do. May the Lord surround you with helpers. So I pray the prayer for you. That may the Lord surround you with helpers. Now don't forget that God cannot come down. But God has what? The church. I want the church. God does cannot come, but has what? If anything happened to them, forget about your prayer. How wonderful it is if your father and your mother, they are your helpers. They will take care of you. You understand what I mean? Before you say, what do you want? You don't like this one? I'll give another one. And the enemy now remove them. And the uncle that used to love you when your father was alive, if they born you, go and take meat. And you know, sometimes my daughters will go to the pot and I don't want to eat today. What do you want to eat? I just want to eat meat. And I tell them, may the Lord keep me alive. Let them wake up to go and take meat in their uncle's house. What is abara in English? What is this one? Bastard. Bastard. What is efoti in English? Oslap.
your children will not suffer.
When the helper is delayed, hindered, delayed, opposed, attacked, or ipai,
something will happen that is not good.
Today I decree over your life, let any helper that is tied be released in the name of Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 2:18, 1 Thessalonians 2:18, we read in two versions. Wherefore, this man was a helper to the Gentiles. We will have come unto you, even I, Paul. I tried once, I tried again, but Satani. If my helper is in that, Father, set him free. There are many waiting and crying. Lord, do it. Father, do it. Father, do it. Father, do it. One prayer. Father, release my helper. Father, bless my helper. Father, help me. Help me. Now, me, you want help? Help me protect my helper. A young man was sitting on my pallet. And the Lord said, you are going to be drinking Gary when somebody will come and they will take you to a country and this is the map, this is the color of the flag, like this, like this, like this. He said, but sir, that country is not where I'm going to. What concerns me? I left. He was drinking Gary one day when the fat man entered into my house and said, you are a very funny boy. I've been looking for you. Ah, your helper will look for you. He took him from my house and took him to Asia. After 2 weeks, he died. If that guy should die before he met him, there is what they call baptism of suffering. He will have suffered and collect certificate of PhD. But his helper came on time. This prayer is only for 3 people here. May your helper come on time. Your amen is not born again. May your helper come on time. If that prayer is for you, shout 7 amen and pack your blessings. Sit down, but don't go down in life. When helpers don't appear quickly, look at me. Destiny will be wasted though. Yes, sir. I will pray for you. Your destiny will not be wasted. Yes, sir. When your helper is delayed, you will be delayed. When your helper is hindered, your glory cannot function. The day the sun turned its back on the moon. Are you a moon badger? The moon don't have two helper. Who is the helper of the moon? The moon now saying, I know no one is strong with you. You are not God. You are not God. You are not the only one that can shine. So we say, eh? Are you talking to Moa? Then sun turned its back on the moon. That is the end of the moon. Some people see near you. Man pass man. And you are sitting here, you are helper to somebody too. That's why you will not die now. You didn't believe. Look at him. I said, that's why you will not die now. When your helper is delayed, hindered, attack up. Let me tell you, such person will be on the spot and he will be making blunders, because the helper is tied somewhere. Should I say continue? When the helper is delayed, hindered, opposed or delayed, you know what happened? Such person experience failure plus frustration.
First Thessalonians again, 2:18. Are you in another version? We wanted to return to you. We want to do the assignment God said we should do to you. We want to carry. We are called to preach to you. We are your helper. He said, we return. We try to return. He said, I myself, Apostle said, me self, I tried to go back more than once. He said, but Satan will not let us. Satan, lose your hold over my helper. I thought you are going to say what I just said now. I thought you are going to say louder than that, loud and clear. Shout a big amen. Let me hear you now. See, helpers are answer to your prayers. Helpers are like semi-God to you that time. And what you are looking for years, one helper from God, not the one that wants to defy you, can solve a mystery of 10 years for you in 10 minutes. Your helper is released in the name of Jesus. Helpers that are answer to your prayers, the Lord will bring them to you. And when they are delayed, favor is far. Mercy is far. The person will begin to suffer because helper is far. Your helper is no longer far. I said your helper is no longer far. Okay, let me give you this one because of time. I don't know what's wrong with the time is running. Daniel chapter 10 from 12. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. From your heart, let me hear you.
What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve.
There's somebody here with infection on the chest and throat. Make sure you come back and give testimony because that infection just disappeared now.
Yeah. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him.
Yeah.
What a mighty God we serve.
Daniel chapter 10 from verse 12, we're going to 14. Relax, Daniel. You see, from the first day Daniel started praying, God said, you go and give Daniel the answer. Daniel started flying. When he got to the country where Daniel was, he took this place. He said, you're not going. He said, he took that place. He said, you're not going. He said, and the helper of Daniel, Daniel did not commit sin. The helper did not commit sin, no. And for 21 days, there was a battle. As I'm talking now, there might be a battle between your helper and one spirit from your father's house. Oh, Caraba, I pray for you that thunder will strike that spirit in the name of Jesus. Sit down, sit down. The angel said, I carry something from. He said, you are not going anywhere. He said, you are not. Did you know they go? He said, as a joke. He said, no, they go. And for 21 days. Let me read. Look at it. That is an angel. Realize, Daniel, he continued, don't be afraid. From the moment you decided to humble yourself to receive understanding, your prayer was heard. God has answered your prayer. Since, and I was sent out to come for you. It's only God that knows since when God has sent helpers to you. But some wicked spirit from your father's house saying, why must you go there? But I was relayed. And I said, I was opposed. I was hindered by angel, prince of the kingdom of Persia. Verse 14. And was delayed for a good 3 weeks. And that one did not eat. It was it for 3 weeks. But then Michael, somebody say Michael. Michael is the angel of war. That one does not laugh. Because the laughter of Michael is a war. Can I pray for you?
where they have delayed your helper, Michael will step there in the name of Jesus. Somebody say Michael. He said, but then Michael, one of the chief angel princes, intervened to help me. Oh, Father, help my helper to locate me. So your helper needed to help me. I left him there with the priest. When Michael got there, just said, oh boy, what is wrong with you? You go. So, helper, oh God, connect, let me see you. The Lord is sending help to your helper. Because of you, the money you are supposed to spend, God will put it in the pocket of your helper. I continue. I left them there with the prince of the kingdom of Persia. And now I am here to help you. This is age here. No, Jodo. I am here to help you. He came to help you, but he was hindered. But another bigger help came for him. A bigger help will come for your helper to locate you in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, if you are the one I pray for, shout to the amen and pass your blessings. My helper will not be hindered. So when the road is blocked, everywhere is blocked, remember, God has an angel for you. But if they are blocked, suffering continues. I was praying for a sister yesterday. She was 22 yesterday. When they gave birth to her, there was no money for CS. And the father left for counseling. And he asked, how are you going to get money for the CS? The money now is 700,000 in those days. 70K, 22 years ago. And God supplied. When it's time for a naming ceremony, there was no food. Somebody called from, I don't know whether I'm in Abia or I'm Abia or Wedi. And he said, man of God, somebody told me about you. I will send money to you now. That was how they did her naming ceremony. I was telling that sister, do you remember how God has helped you before? Look at me here. God has sent people I never met till today to help me. Have you prayed for you? They don't even hear. Have you prayed for you? The people you don't know will rise up to help you. Sit down, but don't go down. What do I do? Please, live a clean life. Live a what? Number two, what do I do? Please, pray for your helper. Number three, please don't stop praying. And number four, receive the Holy Ghost. Because able will come with fake help. They tell you, scratch my back, I scratch your back. Don't scratch anybody's back. Are you listening to me now? Because when you scratch their back, somebody's naked already. Don't scratch my back, I don't scratch your back. Most of the time, those helpers, they are the ones that will locate you. You cannot locate them. The best that can happen is that it will make you to just be, you will be close to them so that they can see you. Please, meet me at the altar. Please, meet me at the altar. My helper is.
My helper is.
I'm asking your hand.
My helper.
Provider.
It's
my provider. Come on.
Provider.
He's my restorer, Jesus.
Restorer.
He's my healer.
My healer.
He's my keeper.
Hey.
Lift up your hands and worship the greatest helper on earth. He's the greatest help on earth. If he doesn't help you, you are finished. Worship the greatest help on earth. Worship him. Worship the greatest helper. Worship the greatest helper. Worship the greatest helper. He does not fail.
My helper.
He's on time.
My helper.
He's on time.
My helper.
He's on time.
My helper.
We give you a prayer. In Jesus. Jesus, mighty name we pray. In Jesus, mighty name we pray. Say after me, say every blockage blocking my helper from seeing me. Say right here now. Be removed now by fire. Lift up your voice and pray. Are you praying? He's my helper. He's my helper. He's my helper. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lift up your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, make my helper come on time in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray like that. Make them come on time. Make him come on time. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Some of you have met your helper, but there's a mark of promise and failure. You know, I say, every mark of promise and failure in my life, clear the way now by fire. Lift up your voice and pray like that. My helper is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Some of you have met your helper. They call you that they will help you, but there's a spirit of antagonism in your life. Every spirit of antagonism. I'm done here. Say every spirit of antagonism. Something is telling them, why must you help him? In antagonism. Why must you give him the job? Every spirit of antagonism. Say, let me hear now. Delete. I call it. I want to help her. No. Why should you help her? I want to help. No. So we pray every spirit of antagonism that is depriving me of my due help. You are going to say, I bury you today. Now listen. Every spirit of antagonism depriving me of my due help. Somebody say, I bury you today. Oh yeah, lift up your voice. Somebody and cry to God. I bury you. Are you praying? Are you praying? In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The Lord said you are here. You are born 7th of June. And the spirit of antagonism has been used to delay you. The Lord said you are delivered now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Let us pray. Say, Father, if my helper is under attack now, Lord, because of me, deliver him now by fire. Somebody pray like never before. Somebody pray like never before. Somebody pray like never before. Are you praying? Stand up. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice. Are you praying? Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Connect here, let me pray for you. Every wind of disappointment that is blowing against you and your helper, I command them right now to return back to the pit of hell in the name of Jesus. Wait, remain small. Yes. Remain small. Will you come back and give testimony? To the glory of God, will you come back? So today, I bury disappointment in your life in the name of Jesus. It remains small. Remains small. Just like 54 seconds. The power behind disappointment in your life, the power of spirit and wind of darkness, making your helper to be nonchalant about you, let that wind be buried in the name of Jesus Christ. Like 20 something minutes. Wait, 27 seconds. Whatever is blowing against you that is not of God, that is making your helper not to take you seriously. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The wind is buried forever in the name of Jesus. Will you help me do like this? Let the dew of help fall upon me. I'm not hearing you say, Father, let the dew of divine assistance fall upon my head. Extend it. Let it fall upon my children. Let it fall upon the work of my hand. Somebody say, Father, let the dew of divine assistance, let the rain of divine assistance fall upon me and my family. Lift up your voice and cry to God. Are you praying? Let it fall upon me. Let it fall. Let it fall upon me. Let it fall upon me. Are you praying now? In Jesus' name we pray. There are five people here with the arrows of disfavor in your body. Pray with me. Remove your hand from your head. I shake out of my life every arrow of disfavor. You have just said it. Somebody here is delivered. The main four people say, I shake out from my life every arrow of disfavor. Somebody, every arrow of disfavor, come out of my life. Lift up your voice and shake it out. Shake it out. Shake it out. Shake it out. Shake out of your life. Shake out of your life. They are coming out. They are coming out. They are coming out. Somebody cannot shake their body. I shake it out. I shake it out. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I had a revelation last night, and I got here now and I saw the person came to church. You're a woman or you're a nurse. I saw you last night. All over your back, there are blisters, blisters from like this down. Like blisters, blisters, wound, 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 all over. And I was praying, why is there blisters on her back? And the Lord said, pray for her. And she came to service this night. Hi. And I said, wow, you brought her. I stand in front of you and I pray for you. All the people that are backstabbing you now to collect your job from you. What a plan. By the time they finish the plan, it is problem. Let their plan return to their head in the name of Jesus. You carry yourself, come to service. How did you do it? You are supposed to be in the obesity. Now, because you are here today, you escape all the arrows they are planned. Everything was on your back. The wound was much. The blood. Okay, let the arrow return back to the ascenders in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Satan, shame unto you. Satan, shame unto you.
All power belongs to Jesus.
Satan, shame unto you.
All power belongs to Jesus.
Satan, shame unto you.
All power belongs to Jesus.
Lucifer, shame unto you.
All power belongs to Jesus.
Uncle Satan, shame unto you.
All power belongs to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Stretch your hand here. Let me pray for you. When we are praying, the Lord has mentioned 7th of June. Is the person here? 7th of June. You are 7th of June. Congratulations. Congratulations. Hallelujah. Stretch your hand. Let me pray for you. Let me pray for you. With the pray, some people, they pursue us. And let them fall down and die. Every time you close your eyes, that them you see. Every time you close your eyes, that them you see. And I pray for you. All the people troubling your dream, let God take them away in the name of Jesus. All the efforts of the enemy over you and your helper, their efforts, oh yeah, scatter in the name of Jesus. Everybody get ready for 7 amen. Every spirit of mortuary pursuing you and your family, go back to send that 7 amen in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I command sudden darkness upon all the trouble of your helper in the name of Jesus. Let good people, godly people, begin to take interest in your matter. You didn't hear me? Let good people, God-fearing people, godly people, begin to take interest in your matter in the name of Jesus. The ugly side of life will no longer be your portion. The shameful side of life will no longer be your portion. The tearful side of life will no longer be your children's portion. If you have met your helper already, nothing will separate you from them in the name of Jesus. If you are waiting on God, the Bible says, those that wait upon God shall be I pray for you. The Lord will connect you, connect them to you in the name of Jesus. This one will cost you one big game. I know you will not waste and be wasted in the name of Jesus. Your helpers will not be tired searching for you in the name of Jesus. Your helper will come on time and deliver the assignment in the name of Jesus. Your helper will not meet your accuser, oh, in the name of Jesus. Your accuser will not meet your helper in the name of Jesus. The person that when they walk into your life, the tears stop, the pain stop, the shame stop, information starts, reformation starts, glory is restored, rest come, shame go. The Lord will bring them to you. Pray upon your head, that prayer will work for you. We give you praise. Lift up your hands and worship Him. I didn't hear you worshiping. Lift up your hands and worship Him. And bless the Lord. Oh, my soul.
My soul.
Your helper will appear.
The worship is holy.
Touch your altar. Touch your altar.
Sing like never. Sing like never be. Oh, my soul. Worship His holy name. Worship His own. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Oh, my soul. Oh, worship His holy name. His holy. I'll sing like never. Oh, worship His holy name, worship His holy name, and bless the Lord.
Work for them. If their ritual work for them, this prayer will work for you in the name of Jesus.
We believe you've been
blessed by this message, you can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakiolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity, power, purpose, and to make power.